There once was a man named Gold Roger, who was king of the pirates. He had fame, power, and wealth beyond your wildest dreams. Before they hung him from the gallows, these were the final words he said.
Our perspective is yours for the taking, but you'll have to join us first. We left everything we debated at the Yonko table.
Ever since, pirates from all over the world set sail for the Grand Line, searching for the Yonko table, the table that will make their dreams come true.
Yo!
Yo, folks. Welcome to the latest and the greatest from the Yonko table. That is the voice of Grandmaster Hoop coming at you from the depths of Hollow Earth and from the Roman Colosseum, because we're here to talk about Godzilla X Kong, the new empire. That's right, folks. The hit sequel to Godzilla vs. Kong is out now. And goodness gracious, we're here to deep dive all this kaiju monster destroying rumble and tumble bit here on the Yonko table. I am in the corner representing the big boy, the King Kong in the trunk. That's who I'm representing today. With me, as always, is fellow Yonko, Dr. Jace Attorney. Dr. Jace Attorney, who you repping in your corner?
I am repping our lizard boy, Godzilla, from his recent fame, Godzilla Minus One. He's an Oscar nominee. That monkey man Oscar over winner. There has not won any awards.
Did you just say that monkey?
That monkey back there with the fist and everything, he ain't won nothing.
I beg to differ. I think Peter Jackson's King Kong movie has some Oscars to its name. And the original King Kong. Don't be coming for the king, all right?
You have the king of the apes. This is Godzilla's the king of monsters. The king of the kaiju, the original kaiju.
What do you mean? Kong is older.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He's the better one. Better one.
Oh, okay. United we stand. Divided we fall. We may come out from this pod like this, ready to throw hands at one another, ready to breathe atomic breaths on one another. But if we come together, we can get through this podcast. We're going to go ahead and deep dive this movie. What was good? What was bad? And great googly moogly. I don't know. Whatever seems to work here. Let's go ahead and get into it. First of all, let's establish some things, okay? Are you a fan, Dr. Jason, of this franchise, the Monsterverse? I think that is what it's called. The Monsterverse franchise. This is, goodness, I don't even know how many films this is. There's Godzilla. There's Kong Skull Island, Godzilla King of Monsters, Godzilla Kong 1, and Godzilla Kong 2, and we got the Monarch series. Where does your fandom lie, Dr. Jace? Why are you here? Do you pray to your Lord and Savior, Godzilla?
Well, I mean, I enjoyed the Godzilla X Kong films for the most part in recent memory. I mean, this is the same continuation from the 2015 Godzilla movie, Cranston.
With Bryan Cranston, yes.
We gotta call Godzilla.
They're telling us something. They're not telling us.
And that was his only line.
That was he was the star, him and Godzilla. I didn't care for anybody else in that movie.
And they killed him.
They killed him.
Yeah, I wasn't too big on that movie. I mean, it was fine. It was what that movie needed to do was just be better than the 1999 Godzilla movie.
Is that our bar?
That was the bar at the time. That was the bar because people were like, "Oh my God, Hollywood and Godzilla, that don't match. They can't do that, right? Remember 1999?
Do we not stand Matthew Broderick and the iguana turning into a giant lizard?
I actually do. I kind of like that movie.
Do we not like the mini Godzilla raptors running around New York City?
Godzilla is female.
I thought it was asexual, but sure, why not? So that's
it's
our
a
bar.
She.
Oh, fine, sure, I guess. That is our bar. 1999's Godzilla.
That's what 2015 needed to overcome. That was like what the vibe I got back then, and what people's worry was. It went above that bar, but it's kind of like, all right. I don't know why he killed off Bryan Cranston so early, but sure. Now the movie's kind of mid. But it was fine. It was fine. It was fine. And then what came after that in terms of like chronology?
Then there's Kong Skull Island.
Okay, I did see that one.
All right. That was a great one. Stacked cast. That had freaking all the Marvel stars. That had...
Untrue. It didn't have Jack Black, so it wasn't.
I said all the Marvel stars.
It doesn't matter. Oh, yeah. Oh, Marvel biased. I love me my Robert Downey Jr.
What's this accent?
My Chris Evans.
Well, I don't know what this... It does. One, it has the stars of Captain Marvel. It has Sam Jackson. What's her name? Carol Danvers. What's her name in real life? Brie Larson.
Brie Larson?
Sorry.
Who cares?
Yeah. Tom Hiddleston. He's in there, too.
Sure.
That thing was stacked for mostly everybody to die. That was probably, one of the better ones in this franchise. I don't know. Something about that Vietnam War setting and the thing with the choppers.
Because I only seen that movie once. I barely remember it. What time period did that movie take
place?
That
one is set during the Vietnam War. So it's like late 60s, early 70s. It's got that vibe. And wow. I don't know, that one was really good. I think it might be the best one.
I remember liking it when I watched it, but I remember liking it. I don't remember the movie.
They arrive on Skull Island. Kong is like, get the fuck out of here. And they all start dying, and the canyon crawlers from Avatar The Last Airbender come out and try to eat them. And that's the movie. And John C. Reilly, he was stranded there, and he tries to escape. That's about it.
All right. That one, if I had to compare the two, I think the Godzilla's first outing with Skull Island was better than Godzilla 2015. So far.
Okay. Then there's King of Monsters, which brings Godzilla and all his friends over. King Ghidorah, Rodan, and of course Queen Mother Mothra.
That's the one I haven't seen.
Bow to the Queen.
I heard that's Queen the best Mother. One, right?
I'd say that one's really good at finding a balance between the human characters and the idea that these are just kind of monsters or animals trying to play with territory and whatnot.
Okay.
And like the idea of invasive species. I think these movies work really well when there's like this science behind it. Like this, like real kind of Darwinism kind of approach to it. So I think that one does a really good job. However, I don't care for Millie Bobby Brown. Millie Bobby Brown's here too.
Was that her first entrance into the series?
Yes, that is her first one.
Okay.
She's just kind of the wide-eyed child who, you know, the Stranger Things fans are going, we got to go watch Godzilla 11. 11's in it.
Damn.
But yeah, I don't think she necessarily needs to be here, but that's not like a discredit to her. And overall, that's just kind of, and we'll get into this with the whole overall human aspect of these films, which I dare say is really missed majority of the times.
Missed as in it's bad.
It's bad. It's bad. Okay. Who cares about these humans? Just give us the monkey.
The monkey. You mean the lizard?
Give us the monkey and the lizard.
Interesting.
Which is what we got in Godzilla versus Kong. That was our first outing with the two.
Without having seen King of Monsters, that was my favorite one out of all of them. Just because the biggest worry of me going into that film was like, they're not going to give me what I want. They're not going to have these two fighting. They'll probably trade blows once and that's it. Or... they'll unite to fight a common good, Batman v Superman style.
Wow, it's like that happened.
No, it was more like they gave me a lot of what I want, where it was a lot of 1v1ing against Kong versus Godzilla. And I mean, it got close to one of them killing the other one, no?
Three rounds.
Three rounds.
the one on the sea, Godzilla took that one. He's got the natural. We got to look at the facts. Godzilla, he's got the advantage in the water. Okay. He had the advantage. Kong comes in round two and he's got an ace up his sleeve. He's got that big old axe that has the spikes from Godzilla on it.
Right.
And so he can, you know, Godzilla's like, eat my breath. And Godzilla said, oh, so you thought, bitch.
I guess.
Godzilla didn't see it coming. And then round three is literally directly followed up. And Godzilla brings out the claws. And that's really what it came down to, is Godzilla's he's a reptile. You know, I don't think mammals necessarily win that battle a good amount of the time. Like a croc versus like a monkey. Who wins that fight?
Depends on territory,
I guess. But yes, they had the Doomsday plot. Doomsday brought them together. Mecha Godzilla, your favorite.
I know very little about the Godzilla mythos. And when I saw Mecha Godzilla, I was like Leonardo DiCaprio, say, oh, that right there. I know that one. I know him. And it was cool. I like seeing that because I thought the movie was like low key kind of over by the time they like beat the crap out of each other. Like I've seen this movie once. I'm not like you that watches a movie eight times.
I've only seen it twice.
Doesn't matter. I saw it once, and from what I remember, I thought they actually like what whoever like ultimately won that third round.
Godzilla.
I thought the movie was like about to end. It was like, oh, okay, yeah, it's over. Godzilla won. And then Mecha Godzilla comes out. And I'm like, oh, okay. This is unlike Batman v Superman, where there was no clear winner. There was no clear winner.
What do you mean Batman won?
He said Martha. That it doesn't count. It doesn't count.
Oh, we're going to come back to Martha for this new movie. We're going to come back to that Martha bit. Batman won that fight. Godzilla won that fight. It was very clear.
You're biased.
Not a bias. One's a bat. One's a lizard.
Listen, either way, the point is, look here, look, listen. Godzilla, once Mega Godzilla came out, I was hyped. I feel like that unison against a common threat was really cool when Godzilla and Kong had to fight with each. They had to fight against Mega Godzilla by uniting with each other. That bit was awesome. I was like, you know what? I wish I had seen this in theaters. I didn't watch it in theaters.
Well,
but
it was a pandemic film. It came out.
I'm pretty sure.
Straight to streaming.
Oh, okay. Then that explains it. Yeah.
Many people didn't see that in theaters.
That was one of the good ones. I like that one. That one was fun.
It was good. I give it to you. They still had this weird subplot with Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh yeah, no, the human bit was just terrible. I saw Millie Bobby Brown in that movie. I'm like, why? What is this? And because I hadn't seen King of Monsters. So I'm watching her now. I'm like, wait, was she a thing?
She is a thing.
Last movie, and she and was. Now, oh god, I want.
Now
her
she's
to
running around with Paperboy from Atlanta.
Dumb.
Paperboy, go and get your Paperboy. It was kind of dumb. I was like, I don't need this. Give me kind of everything you said. They got the team up. Godzilla charges the axe. Kong finishes Mechagodzilla, and they part ways as rivals, not friends. But a mutual understanding that, hey, we're going to split up. We're going to go like this. You stay in your lane down there, monkey, and I'll stay up here. And that's kind of it. Did you watch the show Monarch? Which is...
I did not. But is that the animated series or is that live action?
No, Monarch... There is... Oh my gosh, there is an animated series on Netflix. No, Monarch is the live action on Apple TV that kind of it goes back and forth. It's like a prequel and a midquel and a sequel all at the same time. And
to the Monsterverse?
To the Monsterverse, yeah. They reference Kong. They reference Godzilla. I think Godzilla even appears in there. I hear it's a really good show.
It's the highest rated, I think.
Of the franchise?
Yeah, of the franchise. It's like in the 90s or something.
Yeah, no, I heard in Kurt Russell and his son, that bastard from Falcon and the Winter Soldier. They play the same character, but at different points in time, which I think is a cool concept.
I really have no idea.
I haven't seen it. Yeah,
I haven't seen it. And it makes me wonder if I do want to see it, because I've seen the scores of like these movies throughout the series, and I see how high Monarch is, and I'm like, is Monarch getting high scores because of the reasons why I go to watch these movies, or is it just because the human element with these characters is so invigorating? They are so put forth with.
Listen,
something stupid. Like, I don't go to these movies for that. I don't go to this for that. I want to see these monsters punch each other. That's all I want to see.
I get it. I get it. But that's the thing, and we're going to get into it. If they're nailing the human characters in Monarch, why can't they nail them here for the 2-hour runtime? I don't understand. Let's get into this. Godzilla Kong, the new empire. Let's establish again where we at in this franchise. Kong is down in Hollow Earth, and he's looking for a family. I enjoy this story. We see remnants that there was a Kong civilization. There was a Godzilla civilization. Kong is looking for his family. I don't need human elements. If you give me something to care about with these monsters, Kong, for some reason, they give all the heart to this.
And there's hardly any, there's no dialogue.
There's no dialogue. It's a silent film. I like that.
I'm okay. I feel like they were not confident enough to trust in audiences gravitating towards Kong like that. Because they're like, oh, well, there's no words. How are they going to relate to him? How are they going to understand what he's feeling? Body language? Actions?
Unheard of.
I don't know. Like, every time Kong was on scene, I was glued to the screen. I was wondering, like, oh, how's he going to feel about this? What's he going to do in reaction to that monster doing that, or that monkey chasing him, or whatever? I wanted to know what was in his head.
But yes,
they didn't trust me with that. They wanted to show me some humans.
Oh, and I was like, man, no, it was engaging. It was engaging. He's looking for a family. There are clear remnants and evidence of it. I was with this the whole time. Now, Godzilla, on the other hand, I don't know what it is. I get Kong is very humanoid, and, you know, I would like to think he's more intelligent than Godzilla.
Yeah. But
I feel we don't get the same treatment with Godzilla. Godzilla's just like, yo, don't come in my territory, or like, you know, fuck around and find out. That's Godzilla.
That's his. I like it. I like a simple creature that gets straight to the point. I love it.
Can't we have a little more?
I mean, I guess it goes into like, he's reptilian versus Kong. You know, he's an ape.
You know what? If that's the case, I'll give it to them.
I think that's what they were going for, because it's like, you know, you see it more with Kong, where he's like, he's more social, like, you know, with it. Monkeys are social. Monkeys are social creatures. So you see more of that element with Kong versus something like Godzilla, who is a reptilian territorial creature, lacks little to no emotion whatsoever. That's it. That's all you need with it. I mean, could they or would they show some more character to him? It's possible, but I don't think they'll ever do that.
Like, does he have remorse when he runs up on these other Titans and he's like, I'm sorry, I gotta do this, but you're alive.
You're alive. Why do you exist?
You can't be here. I'm over here like, Godzilla can't let nobody live. This is not a god. This is a tyrant.
This is a tyrant.
This is a dictatorship. Yeah. Goodness. It is.
Some of them just are minding their own business too.
Yes,
in their territory. And he's like, what's that? Who's there? Whoa, over there.
Get out of my head.
Leave me alone. Dong.
Akira. Godzilla.
Godzilla. Oh,
honestly,
man.
That's what's happening. And I think one thing I find so funny that I feel is exemplified in this movie, and coming off of like Godzilla Minus One, is that, you know, he, in Godzilla Minus One, he's treated as a tour de force, a force of nature. And we really get to see the kind of the impact of when, like when he shows up and what it does, you know, people are like running for the hills and whatnot. And I do feel the 2014 movie did this really well. Like,
oh,
it's Godzilla.
2014. Oh.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, 2014. Yes. You know, he was making tidal waves when he showed up in Hawaii, you know, and they really got on the ground level and kind of showed what this impact was when these monsters show up. I feel in this movie, you know, they're over here like, yeah, Godzilla, he keeps the balance between the Titans. But Godzilla wrecks your freaking city.
Meanwhile,
every time he shows up,
he destroys everything. Like, I don't understand how that society functions, like, at all. Like, can you imagine, like, picking up someone from the airport, just a casual trip, and, like, the entire interstate is just destroyed? And you're like, oh, well, I can't pick you up from the airport, Grandmaster. You're going to have to walk home or call an Uber.
I live 50 miles.
I'm sorry. Godzilla woke up and he just walked. He just decided to move. Like, this society... I like how nonchalant the society is in accepting that they need him. But at the same time, their society suffers because he exists.
There's a huge give and take that I feel this movie specifically just kind of really kind of glances over. Like, Godzilla taking up a home in the Roman Colosseum. Like,
and he doesn't even keep it like intact. He'll like, if he steps out of it, he like kicks a piece of the architecture off. He did that in the movie.
And they're like, I guess this is our life.
Do we tell him? No, watch your step. Mind your manners.
Excuse me, Mr. Zilla. This is one of the ancient wonders of the world. Man! You're right.
Ah!
Sorry. I don't know. I feel that's an element that this movie misses. If they're going to include human characters, I wish we could get more of that ground level kind of view. The most we got, I think, was they mentioned monster insurance, Titan insurance.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, Paperboy mentioned it on his podcast.
Okay.
He said he was sponsored by Titan Insurance.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Kaiju or Titan Insurance. Yeah. Okay. I remember that.
You better, you know, get that Titan Insurance.
Damn, how much does that cost? What's like the premium and deductible on that?
I know, right? Because it's like your car destroyed. That's got to be a nice little rate, I guess.
Jesus.
I mean, that's not something that's going to be in your benefits package. You got to get extra for that.
That's out of pocket.
You got to make top dollar. Titan insurance probably costs more than health insurance.
Easily.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, that's where our boys are at right now. What brings them together? Because, you know, this movie is about bringing them together. Well, we have Kong. He discovers... more Kongs.
More monkeys.
They monkeying it around. And not only does he discover monkeys, one, these monkeys got tools. Not to mention Kong was laying traps earlier. Because, right. Again, he's that smart. He's that smart.
Godzilla's not going to do that.
Godzilla, he don't have thumbs.
He does not. Well, actually, I think he does.
Like thumbs. I don't think he can use them like thumbs. I don't know. I mean, I think he can. Yeah, I guess he can pick up stuff, maybe.
Yeah.
But I know Kong is a genius. These makes
smart
traps.
Monkeys.
He's a smart monkey. He runs into some other smart monkeys. And it becomes Planet of the Apes real quick. Which I'm here. This was a lot of fun, dumb action like we were talking about.
These were dumb. Mind you, we were in 4DX too. So
4DX
heightened it a lot significantly.
This is the way to watch these movies. He starts ragdolling the little Kong.
Yeah, so using him as like a weapon to beat the other monkeys.
Oh, that
had
me dying.
Theater got lit up. They were screaming. I was screaming. I'm like,
we ate that.
Who was expecting that?
And I was like, poor little monkey.
No, he had it coming. That monkey had it coming.
in the beginning, yes. Yes. That little monkey. He has a name. I don't know his name, though.
I think we. I think everyone in the audience dubbed him Kong Jr. or whatever.
Kong, for now, until I find his name. His name is Kong Jr. Suko is his name. That's his name. Suko.
Now, once was that dropped?
They don't ever mention it. It's in the cast. It's in the credits.
Doesn't his matter.
His name is Suko. Yeah, Suko did have it coming, but yeah, no, man, how flipping funny.
It was very funny.
Yeah, and so then, you know, they bring or introduce Kong to the Kong Society, and guess who's here? The master with the whip.
What's his name?
Scar King.
Oh, Scar King.
He's right. Got a scar. So he's Scar King.
His society of monkeys was dumb. Because what in the hell were those monkeys doing before Kong showed up? They were moving rocks. For nothing. For nothing.
They're building a society.
They were not building any... If they're building society, how long did it take? They were living there for thousands of years. What were they building?
I'm not in charge, man. I'm not in charge. They're
those
the remnants.
Monkeys were just lifting boulders and moving them from point A to point B. And they were like, "Woo, that's a long day's work." Like,
listen.
And the thing is, there's a structure to this. Scar King is on a throne, and he's like in a throne room, and he's commanding the monkeys. But like, what is he commanding them to do? Move that
build.
Rock.
To build. You must keep them under your thumb.
Dumb.
It's never about the food. It's about keeping those monkeys in line.
Wow.
Wow. It's power. It's
Does
power.
Anyone else want to stay?
Didn't think so.
Terrible.
Let's ride.
All right.
All right.
Enough problematic.
I feel that's a good comparison, though.
It is. I mean, I guess. Without going too deep into it, he had a society. They had a structure. They had like a place to go to that they built.
They did.
This
they did.
Monkey has nothing. He has nothing. He has a throne, and that's it. I think he had a harem in his
harem.
I think because later on in the movie, when one of the monkeys comes back to report to Scar King, and he's like, "Hey, that other monkey you tried fighting earlier, he went over there." There was a female monkey, I think, that had another baby Suko, not
the
Suko.
Oh, yeah. He kicked her in the lava, no?
No. It was
a different monkey.
It was a different monkey. She had, like, another baby Suko in the throne room. It's literally a blink and you miss it. And me seeing that, when I saw another baby monkey in there and there was another adult monkey holding it, I'm like, okay, that's the mom. But we haven't seen mom monkeys, at least outside of that throne room. Is that because Scar King has a harem and he's like, just, you know, going to pound town on all these female monkeys?
It's how you keep them in line.
And then he has the male monkeys doing all the work outside.
These monkeys outnumber Scar King. They don't have to do all this. But why do they do it? It's because the one who controls the whip controls the society.
I think it's because he knows taijutsu and they don't.
Oh, right. That man was out here looking like something off of Naruto.
He is doing these flips. And he's doing chokeholds with the freaking the bone whip, whatever the hell that thing. That weapon was cool.
That was cool. I think it was a Godzilla spine. It was one of Godzilla's species.
Oh,
spines. At least they allude to there was a great war.
Was it?
Between.
I thought it was maybe because that spine was really long. It had distance. I figured it was maybe a Godzilla.
Godzilla species.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you said Kong for some reason. Okay,
No, a Godzilla species.
Yeah.
There was a war between them.
Right.
They got the spines. They got the plates.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. Actually, I don't think Godzilla and them need anything. They don't use tools. But they know if you can control a Godzilla type species, which I guess only the reptiles get the cool atomic blast. I guess that's the rule.
Correct.
Because that's the big thing. Because Kong was already losing. losing this fight, you know, he obviously challenges Scar King because, you know, he's clearly the bad guy. And he whips out from behind the volcano, which, again, they have a whole lava irrigation system where they can turn off the lava flow to unleash. And his name, or her name, is Shimo.
An ice kaiju.
Yes.
That was cool.
That was different.
It gave Kong some frostbite.
Yeah. You know, I figured there would be something like this because I was like, there's no way Kong and Godzilla are just teaming up to take out another monkey. Kong should be able to take out another monkey on his own, or Godzilla could take out a monkey on his own.
I don't know. He knew taijutsu. That's a big difference.
I mean, yes, he was a very agile, long arm monkey.
Right. He was like King Louie.
King Louie wishes.
I want to walk like you. Talk like you.
You know what? And King Louie wanted he's like, lay me the secret of man's red flower, which is fire. This King Louie said, I want ice. I saw that movie Ice Age. Give me that. You wiped out everything. Give me that.
He did. Cause an ice age.
Right. Apparently Shimo caused the ice age way back when, and Godzilla was around or something. And Godzilla,
I have no idea.
I was trying to pick up. See, and again, I like there's like lore to these films. We know there was an ancient war between Godzilla's and Kong's. Shimo was the one who brought in the ice age. I like this bit. I like these bits of this.
I'm indifferent to them. I feel like it's surface dressing. It's the equivalent of when you learn that Transformers were on the dark side of the moon. They were here this whole time. They helped build the pyramids.
Okay, like, hold up now.
I'm just saying, I don't need this backstory. This backstory is just there to move the plot from point A to point B, and that's it. It is not deep.
Listen, the Titans do stuff in the natural sense of the world. The Transformers stuff is bullshit. That's dumb. Okay.
You don't believe that the Autobots were there at King Arthur's table?
No, what? Transformers got so far away from itself. First of all, they said Autobots were never here, and now they're far back as the dinosaurs, King Arthur, the pyramids, every freaking world war. This is dumb. This is not Transformers. This has weight and coolness to it. Shimo started the Ice Age. There was an ancient war. I'm here for it. Kong gets bested. He gets frostbite. He got to run home, and he's got to ask for some help. And who's he got to go to for some help?
Millie Bobby Brown?
No, Millie Bobby Brown's not in this movie. She was out there doing Damsel on Netflix think got great reviews.
Great.
No, he got to go to his boy. He got to go to the king.
The king
got to go to the god. What's a king to a god?
Well, he got to... He got a makeover. He's pink.
He's pink. I am not a fan
of
pink.
Oh, no, shut up. Shut up.
I'm not a fan of the pink.
I love it. It's perfect.
Godzilla's a boy. He needs to wear blue.
Wow, problematic. The pink.
This ain't no gender reveal.
Listen, this is like the equivalent of Super Saiyan Rose. So this, I'm here. This is like, you know, Goku Black turning on the transformation saying, isn't this color beautiful? It was good. Oh, God. It was so good.
Oh, no.
I love it.
Super Saiyan Rose. Oh, fine. So this is Super Saiyan Rose. King Kong is Ozaru. And these are the rest of the Saiyans who still have their tails.
Correct.
Well, I guess they don't have tails because they're apes.
So
hello,
this is...
monkeys. You know what? Godzilla is Frieza.
What? No, he's not. No.
Godzilla showed up and said, hello, monkeys.
No. If anything, Scar King is Frieza. He's the one subjugating the monkeys.
Oh, fine. Sure. It works.
Yes, it works.
Fine. Godzilla's fist is like the Infinity Gauntlet.
I guess it's since you're Marvel obsessed, sure.
Wow, I was just thinking of like a cool hand or gauntlet.
This is why I like the movie. The Infinity Gauntlet's here.
Okay, that's not why.
What is he gonna equip the stones?
Wow, which he doesn't have stones. He just has friends. That's what Kong has. He has friends. He's got Suko, who has defected and now helping Kong. You have Kong has you know. The humans only care about Kong because I guess Kong lets them do stuff.
It's that parasocial thing. Like they have a relationship with Kong that's trusting, you know? Like he earlier in the movie, his tooth was aching. He came over there willingly and is like, whatever you guys got to do. I don't know any of your mumbo jumbo science, but listen, put me to sleep. Do what you got to do. And then they give him a new replacement.
He went to the dentist. This was crazy.
He went to the dentist. Godzilla ain't doing any of that. If he loses the teeth, he's growing that back forcefully. He is not laying down. Absolutely not.
Or he's just going to be bitter for the rest of his life.
Very, very.
And I guess to a degree, this part of the human thing, it's not the worst. They very minimized it and they cut it down. To where, you know, the main focus is our friend Gia, who she is from the tribe that was in Skull Island. So they like historically have a relationship with Kong. And she showed that in the first Godzilla Kong. And now it's back here on full display. She's getting visions. Ah!
Leave me alone!
Akira, Godzilla!
Terrible. No,
I'll take that more than anything because it's like directly tied to what's going on. Everything else I don't care for.
I can do without it.
I mean, I can do without it, but I guess it's here.
My thing is like it's here despite the movie, you know, people behind the scenes like building up the press release saying like, oh man, we listen to the fans. We're just going to give you straight up kaiju versus kaiju battles. The humans are side characters in this movie. It's the main monsters. And here I'm thinking, wow, are they really just for once giving us a movie where there's barely any humans and we just see what we came to see? No, that's not what they did. It's the same. It's the same nonsense as before, which I'm okay with. Just don't lie to me. Don't lie to me going to the movies. I don't want it, but don't say it's something that it's not. I still enjoyed this movie. Don't tell me I'm going to expect something else when it's not what it is.
I'm going to say this, and this is the Godzilla minus one effect. If you don't make me care about these humans like that movie did, I don't want it.
I don't need them. I don't need them in the movie. Get them out.
I didn't need to care about anybody in Godzilla Minus One. And yet I did. I cared for our main boy, his little adopted daughter, his girlfriend, the whole crew on that ship. I may not remember a single name.
Wow.
But I cared.
Right.
I don't care about anybody here in these films. Not a single one. They can all die.
Wow,
I mean, that's
Paperboy?
Rude. That's mean. Paperboy's funny.
Paperboy is the... No, he's not. He is not funny because he's being forced to be funny. He's the comic relief.
I'm like, the comic relief, yeah.
Get him out. I don't want him. He's Shia LaBeouf. He's Mark Wahlberg.
Why do you keep comparing this to the Transformers
because
film?
Because it is. It has whatever problems I have with this film and this franchise in general is the same problems Transformers keeps running into. Stop giving me human characters that I don't need so I can watch the stuff that I want to see. I want to see Optimus punching a hole through Megatron's face. I want to see Kong at some point grabbing Godzilla the way he did in Peter Jackson's Kong movie and
Godzilla would never let him do that, first of all.
But I want to see him try.
That wasn't the intention here. We can't have him do that here. But I do understand what you're saying. Shall we call it the Sam Witwicky effect?
The Sam Witwick, yes. Yes, it was all a downhill from Transformers 1.
They Witwicky'd
the standard. It. Correct. They Witwicky'd it.
Ooh, can we trademark that?
Trademark, too late. Okay. It's there. But either way, I mean, these bits were cool. You know, Kong trying to recruit Godzilla. Godzilla not having any of it.
Oh, I love this scene.
Territorial all the way through. He's like, nope, not listening. I'm not listening. I'm not listening.
Kong said, hey, I need your help, man. Here, you be Godzilla. He's like, whoa, I'm just trying to talk. I got some monkeys down here. They're not, I'm a monkey, but they're a different kind of monkeys. I need your help to beat back these monkeys.
Just slugs him, tackles him, clotheslines him.
He said, fuck your pyramids.
This was all so funny. This was all so funny.
It was great. I love the sequence. I love Kong dodging the breath. Going around the pyramids.
Right. Oh, man, I loved when he, like, tackled Godzilla, and he's like, listen to me! He was Hulk-busting! He was Hulk-busting! Your favorite
Marvel! Go to sleep!
And he did go to sleep for a little bit.
He did.
Oh my god,
he was dragging him!
Yes! Monkey dragging... dragging meat to a cave. That was so funny, and then you hear the womp 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 womp. Oh my god!
And Kong's like, oh, sugar honey iced tea.
That was so. You see, that's what makes me torn about this movie, because I love these scenes, but then they have to be balanced out with Kong's people. They feel the presence in the earth. And we must find the cube to connect the pyramids together. And look, I don't need this.
They were losing me.
They were losing me.
They have an anti-gravity machine. They learned how to flip the hollow earth. I don't care.
I don't care. Show me more of Monkey Man punching, punching lizard breath, I guess. Oh my God. It was so good. It was.
But you know what? The fighting has to come to a stop eventually.
Right.
They got to team up.
Yeah. You have a mediator that swoops in to save the day.
Who's the mediator?
Queen of Monsters, Mothra.
Say it again.
Queen of the Kaiju?
Mothra? Yeah, say her name again.
Mothra?
Huh? Mothra. Yeah, you're right. Sounds a lot like Martha.
Oh, shut up. No.
Martha!
That's a stretch.
That's not a stretch.
That's a
Mothra
stretch.
Mothra and Mothra, they're like off by two letters.
Doesn't matter.
It is carbon copy.
So what? Who? Kong said Mothra? And Kong's like, how do you know that name?
How do you know that name?
I guess fine. I'll give
you
that
one. Come on.
Fine.
Oh, it is copy and paste. Mothra shows up.
You know what? I'll give it to you here as a sign of this is how you do a scene like that, because I didn't think Batman and Superman were badasses afterwards when they teamed up against Doomsday. I thought Godzilla and King Kong were badasses when they teamed up after this. They had their Mothra bit. How do you know that name? And then they're like, well, Mothra, you know, Mothra.
She's the queen.
She's the queen, right?
I'm a king. You're a god.
You're a god. And at that point, they let out their battle cries. And Godzilla's like, fine, one more time.
What is this? Was Godzilla some retired, like, super dude that they brought out of retirement? Is this,
correct.
This is like when they go to Batman in the Flash, and he's like, you want to go get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Ew, disgusting.
Is Godzilla Michael Keaton? Is that what's going on?
Sure, fine. Yes, that's him.
Yes,
he agrees.
I mean, I'll take it, I guess.
Which I really want to know, like, what the terms of this truce were. Is this just another, like, okay, one more time, we'll team up? Or was this like Mothra coming in saying, Y'all gotta stop this nonsense. This is ridiculous. Godzilla, no one wants your territory. No one invading your space. No one's bothering you. You need to stop. If you don't stop, at least stop against Monkey Man. He is just asking for help. Can you help him? Please? Can you help him? Whenever he comes up and asks for help, can you help him? Can you read, mister? Can you listen?
Goodness. Can you read, mister? Oh my gosh. Now you're calling Godzilla Mr. Kakashka.
I mean, he might as well be. He can't read the signs that Godzilla, that Kong is not there to fight.
He Dummy. Said it Dummy. Was the best of times and the worst of times. I guess. I guess, no, Mothra was definitely the civil court who came in and said, this is how y'all are going to split, you know, your time. Godzilla, just calm the F down, man. Don't you see? You want another Ice Age? Remember when they put you out for a good couple hundred years? Actually, that's about to happen again.
How did he get resurrected in this timeline? Like, how did he...
Godzilla? I think he just woke up because the Mutos showed up.
The Mutos?
The Mutos are in the 2014, those weird-looking, alien-looking things.
I barely remember it, but okay.
Yeah, no, they showed up, and that's why Godzilla woke up, because territory threatened. So,
right.
And I guess he had been laying dormant for years, but he picked up on their signal, so that's why he showed up. Kong had just been living on Skull Island, but in that Skull Island movie, he was a baby. He's not that tall in that one. He's not skyscraper level.
Right. Yeah.
So I guess he wasn't a threat to Godzilla.
Probably not at the time.
Right. And then Mothra. So Mothra died in King of Monsters.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't
which
see it.
Is why I'm. People might not like this. Mothra grew up in the other one. Mothra was like a pupa and then went through the larva stage and then became Mothra. This one, they just said, cut the corners. Mothra's back. And I was like, I don't buy it.
She's the queen.
I don't buy it.
You give so much excuses for the queen bee, but you can't give any excuses for the queen
as the Beyonce? Queen.
Yes.
How dare you compare Mothra to Queen Mother Beyonce?
They're queens. They're both queens.
One is a beautiful butterfly. One is a nasty ass moth.
Isn't that the same thing?
No. No. Moths are gross.
Oh, goodness. Either way. What?
I said butterfly. I should have said bee, but
dumb, whatever. Problematic. Dumb.
Yeah. Either way, what? Yeah. Go
but
ahead.
But you have the final battle. You have Kong X Godzilla versus Scar King X Shimu. What Shimu?
Shimo.
Okay, Shimo. That bit was cool. I liked it. I liked the confidence that, you know, you have Godzilla charging in and Kong's like, hang on, I could sprint just as fast, but let me hitch a ride for no reason.
I think he saw Scar King across the way riding on Shimo and he said, two could play that game.
It was hilarious. I liked it. That's a testament to Godzilla's strength.
Holding up Kong
without shifting his weight whatsoever, like he's a paperweight. I don't know. That's
how much
crazy.
How much you squat, Godzilla?
I mean, he is a big boy.
What you put up? What you put up? 35 mil?
Easily.
Child's play.
This was cool. I liked all of this. They did some, like, you know, combo support attacks. Like, they would, like, flip each other to the other. Oh, my God. Our theater was screaming. Yes. Our theater was... I was screaming.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. This is what we want. This is what we want.
This is what we want. I kind of wish they did... This pink was all aesthetic, which is fine. And I think it increased his power by 20%, according to the movie.
Is that what it said? 20%?
It said 20. Like it was a like quick
he absorbed
line.
Like 20% more radiation or something.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Like his capacity is higher than 20% of what it usually is, which is with the blue. So he,
yeah,
yeah. So I'm like, damn, that's. I mean, that's a lot to a degree, but like, what does the pink do? Does it do anything different? It's nothing different. It's just pink.
Well, I guess we needed something to kind of a level check for Godzilla. The most we got.
Oh. Because Kong has the gauntlet. You got to give Godzilla something.
Well, no, just as far as a reasoning behind the red, the rosé. We didn't really get to see what Godzilla would have done against Shimo without it.
Oh, you know? Maybe have like a fight, like a pre-fight. Maybe if we didn't have these dumb human interactions, maybe we could have gotten a pre-fight. Maybe, I don't know, Godzilla getting his ass kicked. See, that would have been a lot cooler in a way. Like, I like the Mothra mediation, but I think it would have been nice to see Godzilla attempt to fight Shimo or Scar King, get his ass beat along with Kong, and then they kind of have to recover, and Godzilla acknowledges, like, listen, he was a tough one. Mm-hmm. I gotta stop acting like the way I've been acting. I can read. I can read, mister. I can.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Thank you. But yeah, no, that would have been nice. But sure, whatever. Mothra mediation. They team up. Awesome fight sequence. Fight progresses to the surface. You know, yes. It was in not what's it called? Middle Earth. Hollow Earth.
I do like to call it Middle Earth. I sure
it basically
do.
Is Middle Earth.
Like, I mean, it's literally in the middle.
Right, right.
Yep.
They get sent to the surface. Their fight continues. I was kind of hoping like there was going to be another threat, kind of.
Another threat?
Well, because like I felt like it was so evened out with Godzilla, Kong, Scar King, Shimo. But I felt like Shimo, as soon as you take the radio pointing thing that's controlling, yes, Shimo, it's like, okay,
the kunai at the end of the whip.
The kunai. Once you get rid of that, it's just Scar King, which Godzilla, if they got that thing and it's Godzilla, Scar King, no, sorry, Godzilla, Kong, and Shimo facing off against Scar King, it's like, it's over. It's done. It's over.
That's pretty much what happened. Shoot. Mothra. They had Mothra too.
Mothra did some support. She mainly did support. She
did the support in Hollow Earth. She took out the other monkeys.
Yeah, the other monkeys. She saved some of the human characters. Because Kong and Godzilla sure as hell ain't doing that. And Kong is busy. He got the main baddie in front of him. But the fight sequence was cool. I liked it. It was fun. You had
a lot of fun.
Suko coming in with the final shatter of the remote control thing with the axe.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That bit was cool.
That was cute. I don't know. Something about Suko dragging the axe and barely lifted above his head.
Yes. Yep. Cute. That was nice. It was cute. And yeah, just the finale in general. It was all really good. But in all honesty, it felt like a return to status quo afterwards. It's like, all right, Godzilla, you go back to sleeping in the Colosseum.
That's literally what happened. Yeah.
And
no.
Kong goes back to living his life in Hollow Earth. Why couldn't they show an interaction between like Godzilla and Kong at the end? Like maybe a
high five?
Like maybe that's too comic in a way. An understanding to leave me alone. Just don't fight me when you first see me. You know, like,
are we not past this?
Are we past this? Are we grown?
It has been 4 hours of our lives fighting and then working together at the end. How many more times do we got to do this, man?
Can I just call you up next time we're in trouble? You could call me next time you're in trouble. Maybe the next movie, it'll be like a something Godzilla related that he has to now. Somehow,
call for help.
Yes.
Call for backup.
And then he's got an army of Kongs, an army of monkeys.
Ooh.
I think, listen, give him an extra layer. This is your chance to give the reptile an extra layer of death. If
I
they
can
want
see
to.
It.
if they
I
want
can
to.
See it because the monkeys probably don't want to follow Kong into, or I'm sorry, follow Godzilla into battle. They have this, you know, history. Godzilla wiped out a good portion of monkeys. Why would they want to follow him?
Right.
Ooh.
No dialogue, though. They can't explain
dialogue.
That. They have
no
to
dialogue.
Just monkey around and say all their noises and get that across somehow.
Well, Godzilla, I mean, Kong is out here trying to vouch for the man. He's like, he is not his people. And then it turns out Godzilla killed Kong's uncle.
Wow, now you're being dumb.
Oh, come on. It writes itself.
That's terrible.
That sounds great. That sounds great.
I doubt Kong remembers anything about his damn family.
He might. I don't know. I'm sure he's got to remember something. I can't imagine he was born and then they're all dead. I don't know. How he ended up on Skull Island. Ooh,
wow,
that's a story.
Terrible.
That could be something.
And that's another thing, too. The movie's called New Empire. Was there a new empire established?
Was there an old empire established?
I don't want to say it was Scar King's empire. They didn't have anything.
That has to be the empire they were referencing.
That is so dumb. That is no empire. That is a small band of monkeys, like probably 40 to 50 of them. And what empire? That's the other thing too. What was the plot of Scar? What was he trying to do?
He just likes power.
I want an ice age.
It's
why?
red power.
Dumb.
Mixed with some white power. That's why he wanted an ice age.
Super dumb.
I guess. He was whipping it though. The one who controls the whip.
He had the whip.
They said, get back to work, monkey. Problematic. They were trying to say something. This movie should be studied.
Well, are you going to hyperanalyze it?
Correct.
Gross.
Godzilla was a white savior.
Enough of this.
Okay.
But
I mean, that's the movie.
That's the movie. Yeah.
I don't even care about the human characters and what happened to them.
I do not either. No. Fun overall. I liked it. It was fun.
Yes.
4D experience definitely heightened that a lot. And plus the theater experience, it felt, oh my God. See, this is where your Marvel bias comes into play. Gone are the days that you can get away screaming in a Marvel movie at the end credits scene or just in general in a fight scene because no one cares anymore. So when you're screaming at the end of the Marvels because the new Avengers are going to be a thing and everyone is silent around you, that's a sign. No one cares anymore. But when people are screaming in the monkey fight, when Baby Kong Jr. Suko is smashing the remote control and Godzilla is like charging forward and he does a suplex. He suplex Kong and everyone is screaming. This is reminiscent of that peak MCU era where we had Infinity War, Endgame, and everything else before that. This is your new MCU now.
Is this your new empire? Is that what
this
they're
is
saying?
The new empire they're talking about.
They're establishing their box office dominance. Is that
this
what's
is
going
it.
On?
That's
I mean,
exactly.
it raked in 195 mil globally.
Is that a
globally.
Lot of money?
Yeah, it's the biggest opening this year, I'm pretty sure.
No, it is, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty big opening. And I was not expecting Godzilla and Kong to have an opening like that, I'll tell you that much.
Really?
No. I didn't think people cared, to be honest.
I think for people wanting to go to the movies and just seeing something spectacular, where it's just, listen, you know what you're getting into. It's Godzilla and Kong in the same movie, and you know they're gonna fight, and they're gonna fight other things as well. They're gonna fight each other, then they're gonna fight, you know, some unified threat, and that's all I want going into this. And for the most part, that's what I got. Like,
no. Yeah,
70% of what I got.
Is it 70 Is it 70% reflected in your score of the film?
Oh, man. I mean,
70 is a fair grade.
I think that's a fair grade. Yeah. Overall, it's a seven. It's a seven. The human element, God, I hated the human element. And then there's a Volkswagen ad. Did you see that in the movie?
Yes,
you remember
I did.
That?
Yes, that was a very blatant product placement. It felt really weird.
God, it's literally reminiscent of that cringe, like Bud Light one with like Mark Wahlberg in Age of Extinction.
Oh, God. Geez.
The best.
You
the
keep
best.
Bringing up Transformers, man.
It's literally the perfect example. It's the
Those movies are so trash.
Listen, not comparison of quality, but for the type of audience it's trying to attract, it's literally one and the same.
I think there's a little more, or a good amount more brain cells for those who watch Kong and Godzilla.
Oh, it's for the sophisticated people?
I think they're a step above the Transformers fan base.
Interesting. Interesting.
Just a tad. Remember, they got to interpret what Kong is saying. So,
oh, right.
Transformers, they got people saying like, you got to bust a cap in his ass.
Terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Revenge of the Fallen was so good.
What's cracking, little bitches? Designate Jazz. He learned that from the web.
Oh, comedy. Peak comedy.
Please, no. You want a piece of me? No.
I want to. Oh my God, please. Give it back to me. Give it back to me.
No.
Give
no,
it back to
no,
me.
No,
I'll
no.
take it. I'll take it.
No.
God, that was so
no,
peak.
No.
But like it's a seven overall, but God, the parts that I like, it's like a nine. The fights
yes.
were a nine. 10. I'll say 10. I'll say the 40X part makes it a 10. I'll say that 40X car makes it a 10. It's a ride. It's a
yes.
ride that's super fun. There was not a single moment in the scenes that I wanted to see, which were Godzilla and Kong. There was not a single moment where I was bored, wondering when was this going to end? Are we there yet? Is it like none of that? I was invested. That to me is a nine on its own. And then the ride where it's like you're riding in the roller coaster ride. This already craps all over. Isn't there a Kong ride?
Funny enough, I was just about to say there is a Kong. Well, you had the classic Kong ride that everybody
right.
loves and misses. And then they got this new trash.
The new
based
one.
Off the, it's based off Peter Jackson's, which I always thought was dumb. I was like, Skull Island came out the same year and yet you're doing it on Peter Jackson's Kong. Is better than that ride. Yeah.
Yes. It is much better than that ride. That brings it to a 10. But when you're looking at the whole film, it's a 7. Because you got those human parts. And I didn't like the human parts. The first 45 minutes, I was, oh my God, I was wondering when the hell do they stop talking?
I'm telling you, they did a lot better here with the humans than the last major offense, I guess, was King of Monsters. But even King of Monsters had a balance with their humans, but they cut down significantly. I need you to go back and watch at least that one just so you can have a representation of how much they have scaled back.
It's on Max, right?
It is. It should be on the Max. Yeah,
okay.
Should be. Or Netflix, one of the two. But no, I guess I'm with you. I wanted to give it an 8, but I know you'd probably be like, an 8? Is it not better than Ant-Man? Quantumania? And so, you know, I'm afraid to give it an 8. I guess I'll
give
it
what
a,
you think it is. I'll still
think,
call
I
it
think,
out, but
I think it's a solid 8 because I can overlook the human bits and I can really like kind of lean into what we're given with Kong and Godzilla. And like you said, those were the best parts of the movie. And I can, and knowing where we're coming from with the humans, I can overlook it. It is much worse offenses in prior outings. And like you said, these action scenes, they doubled down and said, we need people out of their seats. We need people screaming. We need people literally thinking this is like a wrestling match. This felt like WWE.
Wow, this is wrestling. Yeah.
It literally was.
This is a Stone Cold Steve Austin double teaming with, I don't know, What's called? Rey Mysterio. No.
I don't want to say much. I dare not. Booker T. I can't get into this because I'm not a real WWE fan. But that's what they were going for. And they delivered. Like, I feel Godzilla versus Kong, the first one, those fights were very emotional, I feel. Like, I wanted to cry for Godzilla cry for Kong when Godzilla got in his face and said, "You lose!"
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he screamed in his face, right?
He screamed in his face, and he was digging his claws into his chest at the same time. I felt so bad for Kong.
Oh, man. I'm going to say it. I think Godzilla versus Kong was a little bit better. Was a little bit better. For those reasons, like, the back and forth as to not knowing who was going to win in that fight, because you didn't know who was going to win or if it was going to be a draw, and like scenes like that, I remember that. I've seen the movie once. You've seen it like 20 times, I'm sure.
Twice.
2-0. Yes, correct. Add a zero to that. But I only seen it once, and I remember scenes like that, and I'm like, that had me at the edge of my seat too. And then the big surprise with Mecha Godzilla, a character I wasn't even expecting to be a unified threat that they have to fight against. I wasn't expecting that. That to me kind of just puts it just barely above this one's like best moments for the fight scenes. But they're still great. They're still on a great track record for that, at least.
Yeah, no,
one of these.
I'll take another one too. Again, I like we said, I don't really know what they're gonna do from here on out. But there's no way Godzilla and Kong see each other again and just start throwing hands. They have to have some kind of agreement and just be like, "Yo, what's up? Is there a baddie? What's going on?"
That's another question too. I wonder if Godzilla even remembers Kong when he saw him.
Oh, you think he didn't remember him?
I don't know. I mean, he's the only monkey he ever fought, but part of me is like, what if he just doesn't have like a memory? Like, he's a reptile.
Kisame and Guy Sensei?
Guy Sensei.
Come on, you don't recognize me?
Who?
I have no idea who you are.
That's literally what this was.
That'd be funny.
That would be. I don't know. I feel like part of me thinks that Godzilla didn't recognize him.
It was just on site.
It was on site. A kaiju, I gotta kill him. I gotta kill him.
From the Strait of Gibraltar, he said, "Hey!
Who that?
Who the heck are you, monkey? What you doing on my property, monkey?"
Oh my god.
I'm thinking Fuzzy Lumpkins now because he's got the pink. Oh my god, Fuzzy Lumpkins and Mojo Jojo.
Wow. Is that the comparison?
I mean, Fuzzy Lumpkins is not a reptile, but he's pink.
He's pink, I guess.
And sure. Godzilla's, "I am Mojo Jojo."
Nope, can't do it.
Let me stop. Yes, I welcome these films. I'd like to see more. I think, you know, you're right. There is an idea for like just hype moments in a movie going experience that this film really delivers on, and that a lot of films have not delivered as of late. Looking at MCU,
example, we're healing.
Sure,
the healing process can begin.
I guess Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire is a fun outing. We had a great time. We definitely recommend 40X, and I guess we got to go check out Monarch if we really want to be fans. You need to, Dr. Jace, go check out King of Monsters.
That I will do. I actually do want to see that one.
So, but goodness, I think that's it from us. Yes, we're good here.
Correct.
Okay.
Good movie.
Good movie. Solid outing. If you, goodness. Well, that's it from us here at the Yonko Table. If you like what you heard, thank you for listening on your various podcast stations. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast stations. Thank you for giving us the major support on social media as of late, as we chronicle X-Men 97 on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Shorts. And of course, thank you for always tuning in to Dr. J's live stream. Go check him out. You still playing Final Fantasy?
Yes. It's a long game.
Go check him out if you'd like to. And of course, if you like anything you heard here on the pod, whether it's Dr. Jace's Oscar Kokoschka impression or I don't know, our DBZ comparisons, or I don't know, go check us out in the Discord and we can have a little discourse of our own. So do not be shy. If you think you've got some Godzilla Kong knowledge on it, drop it on us. You know, we welcome it. We welcome it. With that said, I'm your host, Grandmaster Hoop, fellow Yonko, Dr. Jace Attorney, signing off. Oh, no. They say he's got to go. Go, go, Godzilla. King Kong in the trunk.